I'm Marco Werman with The World. Glad you could be here today. We start off the show with two things that we've been waiting for a long time. One, some action on a ceasefire for Syria. But first, big news from Washington. President Obama laid out a plan today to close the detention center at Guantanamo Bay in Cuba.
This is about closing a chapter in our history. It reflects the lessons that we've learned since 9/11. Lessons that need to guide our nation going forward.
It's something he's been promising to do since his first month in office in 2009, and time is running out. So about the plan, the Miami Herald's Carol Rosenberg is at the base in Guantanamo, and she says the general feeling there right now is one of uncertainty.
We have military commissions going on at this moment in the 9/11 case, and everybody's wondering if they're going to try to pick up the men accused of plotting the September 11th attacks and put them in a military commission somewhere on U.S. soil. People just keep plodding along in their 6 to 9 month rotations and coming and going with no real sense of whether the president will be able to win over Congress and move Guantanamo, or will decide that he has the authority to defy Congress and move them to the states anyways.
So what does the plan look like?
The plan is pretty much as expected. It envisions transferring away 35 of the last 91 detainees who are cleared for release to other countries, and then having at most 56 detainees left that would be sent to the United States. It doesn't tell us where. We know that they have 13 sites that they've examined, and they also write in the report that they are considering building Guantanamo North at a military base from scratch, which is effectively what they did back in 2002 when they brought these captives here.
What stumbling blocks will this plan have to clear? I mean, politically, can Congress stop it?
Well, that's the first big one. Congress says no. They say you cannot use a penny of taxpayer money to do this. They can't come to U.S. soil. We will not allow that. So they would have to either change their mind and rewrite the law, or the president would have to decide that he has commander-in-chief authority to ignore that law, and as commander-in-chief, say these are military prisoners and I have the right to put them where I think it's appropriate. If he does that, and there is time, and he signals that he's doing this, if we don't wake up one morning and find them in the states, if he does this, there's an expectation that members of Congress will go to court and say this is illegal and file for a restraining order. What could happen is they fight in the courts whether that commander-in-chief authority exists.
Clarify this quickly, Carol. It would be just the detention center this plan is applicable to, or the whole base?
No, the base stays. They shut down the portion of the base that has the detention center on it. They shut down the war court, and they basically reestablish a prison and military commissions on U.S. soil. Guantanamo, the base, continues.
So just having seen it fresh today, do you think it's a realistic plan?
Hard to imagine how they can get that done before the president leaves office. Because one of the things you have to recognize is once the site is announced or chosen, there'll be, you know, I think ferocious local reaction and opposition. That doesn't mean that they can't do it. The federal government controls federal sites, but unless they have something that they're going to speed build in a base, or they have something on a base and they're willing to ignore sort of local opposition, it's very hard to imagine them getting this done.
The Miami Herald's Carol Rosenberg speaking with us from Cuba. Thanks very much, as always, Carol.
Thank you.